be right there. I'll start it. Arise and shine, Swanson. Same thing, all right then. Where's that air coming from?
I don't feel nothing.
I can feel it. The draft. I got the good notion to report him. Serve him bloody well right. What's the use of blinding all the porks when that thick head goes and lays them open?
They don't see my little light glove is one port.
Oh, did it be our little Swanson? Don't you know the danger in showing a light when there's a pack of somebody's lying about?
That's right, Scotty. I don't like a blow-up, no, by devil.
I don't think there's much danger of meeting any of their submarine. Not until we get into the war zone, at any rate.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, we're in the war zone right this minute, if you want to know.
What? How do you know, Davis?
Because Chris came the first and the third below to wake the skipper when we fetched the zone. About 5 bells it was. Now what you got to say?
Yes, well, I wasn't doubting your word, Davis. But you know they're not pasting up bulletins to let the crew know when the zone's reached. Especially on ammunition ships like this.
I don't like these voyages. Next time I ship on Benzhammer, boss to the River Platte, load with wood only, so it floats, by God.
I hope British Navy blown to hell those submarines, by damn.
It's not in the submarines that they fear, I'm thinking.
That's no lie, Scotty.
You mean the mines? I wasn't thinking of the mines either. There's many a good ship blown up at the bottom of the sea, what never hit no mine or torpedo.
Do you never read about the German spies and the Dutch wanting to do all the war?
Clever way they try and fool you.
Sure, I read it in paper many times.
Yeah, well, you got to watch out, that's all I says.
Yeah. I tell you, this rotten coffin could be very edgy.
Did he break a bit of life? And we bow up. Oh, you'll never mind your pin in the middle.
Hey, fellas, fellas.
I don't hear better, eh?
No, and you won't hear any ring, you boob.
Now we're in the war zone.
Is the boats all ready?
Sure, we can lower them in a second.
Not good the boats will do. We're both loaded deep with all kinds of dynamite and stuff the like of that. If a torpedo hits this hooker, we'll all be in hell before you can wink your eye.
Well, I ain't gonna hit a C.
That's my dope. Who's Wheeler's?
My dream.
And who's lookout?
Mine, I think. A hell of a lot of use keeping a lookout. I mean, we couldn't run away or fight if we wanted to. Scotty, Smitty, better look up the bosun or the fourth you two. Let him see your way.
Right.
Aft and report, Duke.
Hmm? What's the matter with you?
An adult dream?
Sorry.
Oh, geez, Scotty.
Hi.
Smitty's a queer guy. I can't figure him out.
Else, and he's liable to turn out queerer than any of us think if we ain't careful.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, Triscuit. If I don't think I'll put in this here watch outside on deck, oh, I don't want to be caught in this hole if they insist.
Never the bit would matter where you are. You'd be blown to smithereens before you could say your name is Cocky.
Who's the dirty scum? I'd lift this cup where a man could sit on it. It's Smitty's. Does he think he's too much of a bloody gentleman to put his own away like the rest of us? If he does, then I'm the boy that will beat that notion out of his head.
But yes, he puts on, you think he was the Prince of Wales. What's he doing on a ship, I ask you? He ain't no good as a sailor, is he? Dawdling about on deck like a chicken with his head cut off.
Ah, the Duke's all right. Supposing he did forget his cup, what's the diff? This war zone stuff's got you goat, Drisk, and yours too, Cocky. I ain't cheering much for it myself, neither.
Oh, blimey.
It ain't no bleeding joke. Your first trip to know if there's a ship full of shells liable to go off in under your blooming feet, as you might say. If we get hit by a torpedo or a mine. Calls themselves human beings, too, blasted Huns.
This is my last trip in the bloody zone, God help me. The devil take their 25% bonus and be drowned like a rat in a trap in the bargain, maybe.
It won't be so bad if she wasn't carrying ammunition. Them's the kinds of songs it's laying for.
For the love of heaven, don't be talking about it. I'm sick with thinking and jumping at every bit of a noise.
Hey, Dick. What was you saying about Smitty when they come in?
Shh. I'll tell you in a minute. I want to wait and see if he's coming back. You won't be calling him all right when you hear what I've seen with my own eyes, and you won't be feeling no safer neither.
You got blasted. Where's me pipe?
Can you see him from the doorway?
He's still there.
Keep your eyes on him for a moment. I've got something I want to tell the boys, and I don't want him walking in the middle of me. Give a shout if he stops this way.
Aye, I'll watch him. I have something myself to tell you about his lot.
Out with it! You're talking more than a pair of old women would be standing on the road and getting no further along.
Listen! You remember when I went to get coffee, Jack?
Sure.
Well, I brings it down here, same as usual. And I got as far as the door there when I sees him.
Smitty?
Yes, Smitty. He was standing in the middle of the forecastle there, looking around, sneaking like, and Ivan and Swanson and the rest, as if he wants to make certain they're asleep.
What of it?
Listen! He was standing right there, in his stocking feet, no shoes on, mind, so he wouldn't make no noise.
Oh.
I seen right away something on the queer was up, so I slides back in the alleyway, where I can see him, but he can't see me. After he made sure they're all asleep, he goes in under the bunks there, being careful not to raise a noise, mind, and takes out his bag there. Then he fishes in his pocket and takes out a bunch of keys and kneels down beside the bag and opens it.
Mind, did I see him do the same thing with these two eyes? Just a moment, I walk up a spider.
Oh, you seen him too, eh? All right, then Scotty can tell you whether I'm lying or not.
What did he do when he did the bag open?
He bends down and reaches out his hand, sort of scared-like, like it was something dangerous he was after, and feels round under his duds. Hidden under his duds and wrapped up in him it was, and brings out a black iron box.
God, blimey.
Ain't that right, Scotty?
He's waiting for you, and I'm telling you.
Right, there you are. And what you suppose he did? Sneaks to his bunk and slips the black box in under his mattress. In under his mattress, mind.
Is there now?
Of course it is.
Don't be touching it, Jack.
You needn't worry. I ain't gonna touch it.
It's there, all right.
Oh, I'm gonna open out on deck. It fear gives me the tremble sitting still in here.
Are you frightened, you toad? It's a hell of a thing for a grown man to be shivering like a child at the bit of a black box.
Still, it's damn queer, the looks of it.
A bit of a black box, eh? Well, how big do you think them things has to be? Big as this box?
Oh, hell, I bet it ain't nothing but some coinies that he's got locked up in there.
Oh, that's likely, ain't it? Then why does he act so suspicious? He's been on ship near 2 years, ain't he? He knows damn well there ain't no thieves in this forecastle, don't he?
Right.
And you know as well as I do, he didn't have no money when he came on board, and he ain't saved none since, don't you?
Right.
Listen. You know what he done after he put that thing under his mattress? And Scotty will tell you if I ain't speaking the truth. He looks round to see if anyone's woke up. I clog my shovel when he come front. Then he crawls into his bunk and shuts his eyes and starts snoring, pretending he's asleep, mind.
Aye, I could hear him.
And when I goes to call him, I don't even shake him. I just says, eight bells, Smitty. In almost a whisper-like. And he gets up yawning, stretching, fit to kill himself as if he's been dead asleep.
It looks bad. Devil a doubt of it.
And now come and think of it. There's the porthole.
What?
How'd it come to get open? Tell me that. I knowed well Paul never opened it. Ain't he grumbling about being cold all the time? The man that opened that meant no good to the ship, whoever he was.
What porthole? What are you talking about?
There! It was open when I come in. I felt the cold air on my neck and I shut it. It would have been clear as a lighthouse to any sub that was watching. And we're supposed to have all ports blinded, right? Do a dirty trick like that. It wasn't none of us. No Scotty here, no Swanson, nor Ivan. So how'd it be then?
It must have been his bloody lordship.
And for all he knows, he might have been signalling with it. They does it like that by winking a light. Ain't you read how he gets caught doing it in London and on the coast?
And what's he doing alone out there on the edge? Keeping himself clear of us like he was afraid.
Keep your eye on him, Scotty.
Aye, there's no other about him.
The hell, ain't he an Englishman? I mean, why do you want him?
English? How do we know he's English? Because he talks it. That ain't no proof. Ain't you read in the papers that all them German spies they've been catching in England? He's been living there for 10, often it's not 20 years, and talks English good as anyone.
Right.
Ain't you noticed how he don't talk natural? He talks too damn good, that's what I mean. He don't talk exactly like a toff now, does he, Cocky?
Nah, not like any toff I ever met, and we
know. And he don't talk like us, that's certain. And he don't look English. Now what do we know about him when you come and look at him? Nothing! He ain't never said where he comes from or why. All we knows is his ship's on here in London about a year before the war starts as an AB.
Right.
Stole his papers most likely. Yeah. When he don't know how to box a compass, hardly.
That's right. Right.
Ain't that queer in itself? Uh-huh. And was he ever open with us like a good shipmate? No! He's always had a sly air about him, as if he was hiding something.
Devil take me if I don't think you have the truth of it, Davis.
Letting on by his silly ears and all, he's the son of a blasted earl or something.
And the name he calls himself. Smith. I'd risk a quid of my next payday that his real name was Schmidt, if the truth be known.
Oh, say, you guys give me a pain. What would they want putting a spy on this old tub for?
They're deep ones. And there's a lot of things a sailor will see in ports he puts in ought to be useful to him. And if he can signal to him and they blows us up, it's one ship less, ain't it? Or if he blows us up himself.
Hey, she's gone.
It's a good light night for the subs, if there's any about.
Under the mattress if the box was there.
He ain't half a sly one with his talk of submarines. Go blime him.
Did you see the sneaking looks he gave us?
Ever I saw a black shame on a man's face. 'Twas on his when he sat there.
He looked bad to me. He's a crook, all right. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to do something quick or...
Well, there's only a piece of driftwood. Maybe floating off.
Or a mine that didn't go off.
Time. Oh, a piece of wreckage from some ship they've sent to Davy Jones.
Oh, blimey.
God blast it. No man at all could be putting up with the likes of this. I'm not one to be fearing anything or any man in the world that will stand up to me face to face. This devil's trickery in the dark. I'll throw it out one of the portholes and be done with it.
Don't! Don't monkey with me, Frisk. I knows what to do. Bring a bucket of water here, Jack, will you? And you, Scotty, see if he's back on the hatch. Sing out if he makes a move. Lift up the mattress, Drisk. Careful now. Take it out, Jack. Careful. Don't shake it now, for Christ's sake. Here. Put it in the water. Easy. There, that's fixed it. The water will get it and spoil it.
Good work for you, Davis. You scut. Now, what's to be done with this black-hearted traitor?
Give him a slap in the mouth and eat him over the side.
And serve him right.
I'll say, give him a kiss. You can't prove nothing till you find out what's in there. Isn't it more proof you'll be needing after what you've seen and heard?
And listen to me. And it's just go talking. If there's devilment in that box, and we see plain 'twas his plan to murder his own shipmates, that'll serve him fair. We'll choke his rotten heart out with me own hands. And over the side with him. And one man missing in the morning.
And no one the wiser. He's of all me kind. He'll commit suicide.
They hang spies ashore.
If he's done what you think, I'll croak him myself. Is that good enough for you?
How will we open this, I wonder?
Hey, stand up. We'll take his case away from him when he comes in. Quick, Drisk. You and Jack, get beside the door and grab it. This piece of rope will do for me and Scotty to tie him up.
He's coming this way.
He's coming! He's coming! Stand by, lend a hand, Cocky.
I am. Ow! Tie him up! Ow! Got his legs?
Yes.
All right, now get his arms.
If this is your idea of a joke, I'll have to confess it's a bit too thick for me to enjoy.
Shut your mouth, here.
You'll find it's no joke, me buckle, before we're done with you. Keep your right here, Scotty, and sing out if anyone's coming.
Hi. Look, if you would be good enough to explain...
Explain, is it? It's you who'll be doing the explaining. And damn quick, or we'll know the reason why. No. Bring him over here.
Here.
What? Look here, you muttering swab. Do you see it?
Look at him. Surprised, ain't you? If you want to try your dirty spying tricks on us, you've got to get up earlier in the morning.
Thought you weren't half a fox, didn't you?
What? What do you mean? That is... How dare you? What are you doing with my private belongings?
Oh, yeah, private belongings.
What is it, you swine? Will you tell us to our faces? What's in it?
Nothing but... That's my business. You'll please attend to your own.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Talk easy now if you know what's best for you. Your business. Your business indeed. Then we'll be making it ours, I'm thinking.
Right.
Take his keys away from him, Jack. And we'll see if there's one that'll open it up. Try to kick it over, would you? Did you see him then? Try to murder us all. The scut. Take the tail out of his way, Cocky.
Rudy! Right.
Now, go straight, me pig! He kicked me, he did! Bloody, bleeding, rotten, dog, so...
Oh, kick me, will you?
I'll show you, you bleach. You want to wake the whole ship?
Give me the arm, Risk. You're his keys.
We'll soon be known.
I hold him down.
Cowards!
You do, so help me, God, I'll kill you if I hang for it.
If you open this box, I'll not be the one that'll be killed, me sonny boy. I know, dirty spy.
Spy? What are you talking about? I only put that box there so I could get it quick in case we were torpedoed.
All right. Sure.
Are you all mad? You think that... Oh, God, you stupid curse. You cowardly...
Don't let him run up from you!
Oh, do all of you devils!
Hold him down, hold him!
You cowards! You dastardly... I'll shut your ducky mouth, will you?
Coward! Coward! Jag him with your strist!
Give it to me here, then. I'll teach you to be Miss Name and a man, you snake!
Ah!
And you have a handkerchief, Jack.
Charles!
Don't kiss your dad. Stand him up. Now tie his feet too, so he'll not be moving.
Tight.
Oh.
We best be taking this to the skipper, do you think? Maybe.
Go to hell with the old man. This is our game, and we can play it without no help. No bleeding officers, I say.
Oh, they'd only be taking all the credit and making heroes of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Here goes, then. What is it, Davis?
Looks funny, don't it? Something square tied up in a rubber bag. Maybe it's dynamite or something you never can tell. But it ain't got no work, so it can't be no borrow bet. They make all kinds, I
do. Open it up, Driscoll.
Careful now.
Only letters.
You're a hell of a Sherlock Holmes, ain't you? Letters from his best girl, too, I'll bet.
Let's turn a duke loose, what do you say?
Don't be so damn smart, Jack. Letters, he says, that there was never no harm in them. Well, how do you suppose spies gets their orders and sends back what they finds out if it ain't by letters and such things? It's merely a letter that's worse than any bomb.
They ain't as innocent as they look, so I'll take my oath when you read them.
Not his lordship's letters, not by any means.
Right. Read them and find out.
Listen to him. Look at him trying to get loose. Now, ain't that proof enough? He knows well we're finding him out. Listen to him. Look what it says, Jack. See, they couldn't harm nothing. Listen. I was reading some magazine in New York only 2 weeks back how some German spy in Paris was writing love letters to some woman spy in Switzerland who sent them on to Berlin, Germany. To read them, you wouldn't expect nothing. Just mush it all. But they had a way of doing it. A damn sneaking way. They had a piece of plain paper with pieces cut out of it, and when they put it on top of the letter, they sees only the words what tells them what they wants to know. And the Frenchies gets beat in a fight on account of that letter.
God, blimey, they ain't all smart bleeders.
And even if the letters do sound all right, they may have what they calls a code. You can't never tell. So read one of them, Risk. My eyes is weak.
No time to be reading, but I'll try it. Bring me the lantern, Cocky.
Right, I'll get it.
What's he doing? He knows. Go ahead, please.
It begins, dearest man, and then there's a lot of not a blarney telling how much she misses and how she's gone away to singing school and how she hopes she'll settle down to real work and not be skylarking around now that she's away like he used to before she met up with him. And it ends, I love you better than anything in the world. You know that, don't you, dear? But before I can agree to live out my life with you, you must prove to me that the black shadow... That the black shadow, I won't mention its hateful name, but you know what I mean, which might wreck both our lives, does not exist for you. You can do that, can't you, dear? Don't you see you must for my sake? As it's signed, Edith.
Now, what's the use of reading that stuff? Well, even if it's...
What's that letter from, Drisk?
Well, there's no address on the top of it.
What'd I tell you? Look at the postmark, Drisk, on the envelope.
Well, the name that's written is Sidney Davidson, 101...
Never mind that. Of course it's a false name. Look at the postmark.
But there's a foreign stamp on it. It looks printed. The mark's blurred, so it's hard to read, but... It's B-E... R, and the next is an L, I think. an I and an N.
Ah! Burn it!
What did I tell you? I knew them letters was from Germany.
You rotten hound!
Give me the letter, Drisk. Maybe I can make something out of it. You go through the others, Drisk. You sing out if you see anything queer. I've got to give up. It's too deep for me. But we'll turn him over to the police when we dock at Liverpool to look through. I mean, this one was written a year before the war started anyway. Did you find anything in yours, Driss?
Oh, they're all the same as the first. Loving Blarney and how her singing is doing, and the great things the Dutch teacher says about her wife and how glad she is that her Sydney boy is working hard and making a man of himself for her sake.
We only had a cow.
Look at this. Here's one addressed to this ship. SS Glencairn, it says. And we was in Cape Town 7 months ago. It's from London.
Right.
Well, it begins with simply the name Sidney Davidson. No dearest or sweetheart than this one. It is only from your chance meeting with Harry when you were drunk that I happened to know where to reach you. So you have run away to sea like the coward you are because you knew I had found out the truth. The truth you have covered over with your mean little lies all the time I was away in Berlin and blindly trusted you. Very well, you have chosen. You have shown that your drunkenness means more to you than any love or faith of mine. I am sorry, for I loved you, Sidney Davidson. This is the end. I leave you the memories. If it is any satisfaction to you, I leave you the realization that you have wrecked my life as you have wrecked your own. My one remaining hope is that never in God's world will I ever see your face again. Goodbye. Edith. There's something fell out. Let's see.
What's that?
Bit of a dried up flower. A rose, maybe. Never going to turn him for a wink of sleep. Thank you.